Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us and coming out of the broom closet. You've entered the Witch's Inn, where old ways are celebrated and practiced today. Sponsored by Psychic Talk Radio, with host White Witch Casimir. Featuring holistic remedies, herbs, candles, stones, crystals, magical formulas, and insights.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Thanks a lot for tuning in once again to The Witch's Inn. This is Jay Tree, a.k.a. Casimir. It's great to be back. I hope everybody enjoyed their Letha. We had a great celebration here at the house. We had done a beautiful altar, and we had given our thank yous, and we had put a lot of intention in to this upcoming waning part of the year. As you know, it is the Festival of Fire. And that's one of the nicest things. It's the heat, it's the humidity, it's practically just everything just surrounds around yellows and oranges and reds and the citrus fruits and the sunflowers and the roses, and the things that you can easily do when you have a ritual. You can make your own. You can also read in some books of what is best to be done for them. I believe that when we had done Psychic Talk Radio on Saturday, we had mentioned what we were going to do for our celebration. It was difficult, though, because we didn't have the house full of people that we usually have and we like to have at that time of the year. Well, any kind of holiday. And there's been a lot of things that have transpired over the past week. I had some really good things happen at work. I'm coming up on a work anniversary in my position. That just came up today, so that was kind of exciting to see, and mm-hmm. It was just kind of brought back all those emotions of when my life couldn't have been any worse, and it got just completely better. That's one of the things that I want to tell people is that, you know, sometimes you have to get to your darkest hour before you can go ahead and see some light at the end of the tunnel, as it were. As long as the power bill has been paid, you know that light's there. even if you haven't paid it, sometimes it's a brownout and you can still get a glimpse of it. So, but that's enough of humor for this evening. I haven't been watching a lot of the news. I have not been watching a lot of social media. I've been off it quite a bit. I plan to be off it more and more. There's a lot of things that I find are much more productive with some of the craft work that I'm doing, as well as some of the fun stuff that I'm doing back in the kitchen again. I am a retired chef, so there is always kitchen witchery that's going on. I'm an eclectic witch too, so I'm good for spells and crystals and stones and healings and tarot, palm reading, you name it, pretty much. It's something that I'm going to be able to do for you. And you can go to WiccanTreeOfLife.com and you can book a session. You can also be tutored. There's always other things that the podcast, for instance, there's a YouTube channel. And there's also, you know, some of the things that we have for sale that are on, the website itself. Mm-hmm. So we're always adding more and more things. We just added Mortals #Yuck coffee mugs. They're a lot of fun. They're about $18 a piece. And you can get yours today. It's one of our newest products. We are going to be adding more and more. So stay tuned and keep looking. Reverend Adam is here with us once again tonight, and it's great to have him here. You know how usually I'm on his show and he's on mine. It'd be a rare occasion if we weren't, I think. So yeah. You want to say a couple words, Adam?
Thanks once more, Jay, for having me back on the air with you. Want to wish everyone out there a great big thank you for listening and tuning into the show when we do have it. It's been a little difficult to be able to get our schedules in order again, but we're back on air. So good for everybody.
Absolutely. So tonight I thought what I would do is I'd do something like completely witchy. As you all know, I've been practicing for over 35 years and I have a vast repertoire. Regardless of what some people may say and think, I am a lot more powerful than a lot of people think I am. And I'm not one to throw a hex. However, there was an occasion this week where I could have easily, And I was like, no, because I don't want it to come back to me. Because remember, we believe in threefold. It's whatever we put out, we get back. And
that's correct.
It's a very smart wake-up call, though, when that happens, because you're like all raring and ready to go. And then the next thing you know, it's your higher power or something says, hold on there, partner. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
But tonight what I thought I would do is how we were talking about doing something completely witchy. It's one of my favorite things to do, and we're going to talk about spells tonight.
Nice.
All right. So as we all know, there are many different kinds of spells. Your first intention, as well as your thought process and what is in your heart when you're casting your spell or pulling your things together, is what's going to come out of the spell itself.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is you want to have a clear mind. You want to be grounded. You want to make sure that you protected yourself. You want to make sure that you have all of your pieces and parts together. You want to make sure that you have your purest intention. You use either a wand or your hand or finger as a focal point, so that way you can, when you cast, you have something to concentrate on. You also want to make sure that, you know, you cast a circle first or protect yourself. I went over that, but I wasn't specific 100%. You can have a protection with just saging yourself. You can protect yourself by just having an obsidian pendant around your neck, or some other talisman that you wear all the time. Any kind of bracelets that you put on your power hand to protect yourself as well are always beneficial to have. So that way you know that you're not going to get the backlash. And what I mean by the backlash is that the universe likes to balance everything. So that's why I need you to be in the right frame of mind before you do anything else. Because if you're not in the right frame of mind, things can turn helter-skelter and chaotic very quickly. And that's one thing you do not want to have to happen to clean up a mess like that. Because that's when somebody that is, how do I want to put this? I don't want to call them a sweeper, but basically that's what they do, is they sweep up all the particles and fragments and put things back together again. So that way it's not as damaging as it could be. But usually that costs quite a big bit of energy or some other form of trade in order to get that to happen. It could be monetarily, it could be crystal work, it could be spell work, it could be whatever it is. So always make sure that you are a purist intention, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then after you would gather everything that you wanted to do, of course, you want to do it. I'm one of those people that I can rip one off in a heartbeat, or I can sit there and I can plan one out. Now, when I plan one out, though, it's very powerful, more powerful than one that I just rip off, because I have the time to concentrate on what crystals and stones to use, which oil to use, which candles to use, which parchment to use, which incense to use. If I wanted to add, like, anything additional, like, you know, if I wanted to use blessed salt for an earth element, mm-hmm. if I wanted to use something additional for water as opposed to just regular tap water or distilled water, whatever the case is. So there's more variations and variables that go in those. And also that you want to have a beginning. You want to ask Father God and Mother Goddess to bless you as well as protect you when you go ahead and you cast the spell with only purity, with love, and with light. May no harm come to no one. Make sure that you put that in the beginning.
Mm.
Then what you would do is you would go ahead and you would start with your intention. Today I cast my spell because. Okay? And be specific. That's one of the things that we always need to do when we are casting a spell, is we have to be specific. Because if I've gone over this before, and I have to keep reiterating this, because if you go ahead and cast a spell, I need money, the universe has a funny way of saying, well, guess what? You just found 3 cents on the ground outside your door.
Mm-hmm.
There's your money. Okay? So that's one of the things that we want to make sure that we have the purest intention of as well, because we're doing it out of need, not out of greed. Regardless of what it is a need, but not out of greed. And we want to incorporate that someplace too in the spell itself. Okay? So now you're starting to gather the meat and potatoes. You're starting to sit there and you're pulling out the crystals and the stones and they're blessed and you're at the altar. And you sit there and you're going through everything and you feel the empowerment of being at your altar,
mm-hmm.
whether it is an altar in your home or it is a makeshift travel altar, or if it's at someone else's house, if you have to make an altar when you're out traveling.
Or if you're even visualizing it when you're meditating.
Right. That's another thing that you mm-hmm. can do too. Because remember, on the astral plane, there's a lot of things that we can do that we can't do on this plane. And what I mean by that is that our powers are heightened and we are more apt to be able to do things. Our third eye is wide open. Our root chakra, we're grounded. Our heart chakra is fine. We're breathing well. You know, it's just there's so many things that when we're on the astral plane, things are totally different than what they are here. There's not the pressures and the demands of this world on us. We are free spirits. We are able to move about like light.
Right. Although there are a lot of dangers on the astral plane. And that's something that needs to be mentioned as well. If you're going to do any work on the astral plane, to be very careful, but also allow your spirit to be free on so many levels. And exercise astral planing for quite a bit in short distances before you really go to long distances, as you will stretch out that cord that connects your soul to your body. And if you end up damaging that cord, you damage the connection back to your body.
Yes, and we don't want that to happen. It's the same token of the matter, too. It's just like anything else that you do in magic and witchcraft, is that you have to protect yourself. You have to be careful. You can't sit there and take chances that you know are not safe and then expect good results from them.
Precisely.
Okay? It's the same thing with casting a spell. If you misspoke or misspeak, or if you have something that is a distraction and you get aggravated while you're in the middle of the spell, don't do that to yourself. Don't make your spell go from one end of the spectrum to the other quickly. All right? So then you're getting towards the end of the spell. You're saying, thank you. I am once again asking for et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, speak it three times. I am requesting, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Please bring me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then do a time frame with it too, within a week, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? So remember, the universe likes specifics. It doesn't like this nilly-willy half-assed shit.
That is very true.
So, and then at the end of your spell, of course, what you're going to do is you're going to close it along with your circle. You're going to, if you have a candle that's burning, you want to let it burn out to the bottom. And if you're using a candle too in the middle of the spell, if you have an oil that you anoint it with, if you scribe it, these are all things that you do in an extended spell. So with that being said, I am offering now a spell as a giveaway. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to post some trivia questions on my website. And then whoever answers the website, the questions on the website correctly, will have a drawing. So, and these are not going to be easy questions either. So, and this is going to be a good spell for you. You're going to be able to ask me to do a spell for you, any kind, light magic. Let me rephrase that. Any spell in depth in light magic. I will not do gray. I will not do dark magic. So keep that in mind when you're going ahead and you're answering all those questions. There's going to be probably 10 questions that I'm going to need to have answered. Okay?
We should also post those to the fan page.
I'm also going to post those on the fan page at wiccantreeoflife.com. That's the website. And then on Facebook now, I have changed the name to @witch, WITCH, Wiccan Tree of Life. So that's the address for the fan page now, @witch, WITCH, Wiccan Tree of Life. So I just want to give a quick shout out to WiccanTreeOfLife.com for helping as a side second business. It's turned out to be really great. I've got some really great clients now, and I would love to have more. You can reach me at wiccantreeoflife.com. You can set up an appointment. You can also send me an email at wiccantreeoflife@gmail.com. You can also go to @witchwiccantreeoflife on Facebook and find my fan page there and drop a note. Mm-hmm. Also, I can be reached via phone or text at 678-791-8913. Big shout out to Reverend Adam and Psychic Talk Radio for having us once again.
No problem. It's always an honor to host you guys and sponsor the show.
And I'd like to once again give a good shout out to my friend Chris Evans over at GreatMorningsCoffeeAndTea.com. Give her a shout. See what it is that you need to get from her for your flavored sugars, your coffees, and your teas. I know that her business is going really, really well. She's a Black-owned business. She's a good friend of mine. Go and help her out. Again, it's greatmorningscoffeeandtea.com. So we're going to cut short to a quick commercial. I got to catch my breath and take a couple drinks here of some water and get this dry taste out of my mouth, and we'll be right back, okay? Stay tuned.
Don't be spellbound, my friend. Centuries of wisdom assure me you are ready to take the next step and visit MerlinStaff.com. Are you interested in knowing your future? Do you want to know your destiny? Or do you feel cursed? For this wizard can show you the path ahead and unleash the unrivaled magnitude of magic. Visit MerlinStaff.com for all of your key ingredients like blessed candles, charms, dream catchers, magical items, sacred incense, and much more from our online enchanted market. MerlinStaff.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. For those that are tuning in or want to tune in later, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern time, we plan on having The Witches In on you can also find us on Spotify, from what I hear, which is great. If you'd like to call in as a guest, 323-642-1694. Again, if you'd like to call in as a guest, that phone number is area code 323-642-1694.
Thank you, Jay. So I have a question for you. Now, a lot of times we have spells that people are casting when they're first learning, and spells can go very, very bad very, very quickly. And they can go very, very right. So I have a couple of examples of my own. What examples can you give me from students you may have observed, people you may have heard of a spell that has gone right and a spell that has gone wrong?
Well, personally, I cast a spell for my dream job, and that's where I work now, as a matter of fact. I am a Cisco Foods employee, and I love my job. I mean, yeah, it's crazy and everything like that, but it's just one of those amazing things. And I actually have the spell that's actually in my Book of Shadows right now, because that was one thing that I made sure that I had done, was that I had written it in to the Book of Shadows, so that way it would help with the intention. So one of the things I always tell my students is that, you know, if you're going to do spells, that's all fine and great and dandy and everything like that, but make sure that you go ahead and you put it into your Book of Shadows, whether it's, you know, if it's a good one, of course.
Of course.
Now, I have heard of a friend of mine. She had a daughter that was casting, not knowing what she was doing, and she opened up a portal in the house, and then it had to be closed. So that's one of the dangers that happened, I guess, because somebody didn't know what they were doing, and they didn't have the guidance that they needed.
Very good examples, Chaitri. Thank you. So one of the examples, I'm going to begin with the darker one, and then I'm going to work my way around to the lighter one, so that way it's full circle. Well, there was a student that I had a long time ago, and I taught them to protect their Book of Shadows, not to ever let anyone else read them, no matter how much they were connected to that individual. And at some point, they were casting a spell, and this individual was with them, and they had their Book of Shadows open. Mind you, it already had a protective spell on it. And this friend ended up getting demonically attacked right away. And then the next day, after work, they were going home. The entire wall was full of bugs to the point where you could no longer see any part of the wall. The whole entire wall of the house from the outside was covered with all sorts of different kinds of bugs. And they started freaking out and needed all of this dramatic energy to be expelled on a professional level because, you know, they weren't on a intermediate or an advanced level yet in magic, and they needed someone proficient in the means to reverse what had occurred. So that's the darker example. The lighter example is that several months ago, I casted something for myself, which is a very rare occasion. I don't like to cast for myself very often. I mainly cast for my clientele, my friends, my family. But every once in a while, I'll cast for myself. And it's because primarily I'm a little too close to my own self to cast. But after 7 years of celibacy and taking time to focus on my abilities, growing my business, and doing what I do with self-mastery, I decided enough was enough. And I had gone through what I needed to go through, and I was ready for a fresh start. I asked the universe for something extremely specific, and I told the universe exactly every detail of that I was trying to manifest. And lo and behold, 3 days later, he finds me. And that's J-Tree. So there's an example of a spell that has gone very, very right.
You never told me that you cast a spell for me.
Yes, I did. Told you I manifested you.
Yeah, that's true, you did. Well.
So, J-Tree, I'm going to turn the show back over to you now.
All right. Well, I think that what we should do is maybe get some callers tonight. Two in queue right now. First caller, you're on the air. Your area code 734-344. Hello, this is Jay. Who am I talking with?
Hi, Jay. This is Hope.
Hi, Hope.
Hi.
So what did you think of the show tonight, honey?
I loved it. It was exactly what I needed to hear.
Yeah?
Wonderful.
Well, hold on a minute. I need to get this off so I can hear you better. Okay, there you go. With all the hours I've been working, I just needed, I had my Bluetooth in because I was walking around the plant. But with all these hours I've been working, I needed some witchy time because I've been slacking and everything. So I needed to hear this tonight, so thank you.
You're very welcome, sweetie. How is everything going?
Oh, I'm exhausted.
I bet you still find time for your studies, too?
That's where I've been slacking because they've had me on 12 to 16 hour shifts.
Wow.
I have 3 days left to go this week, and I already have over 40 hours in.
I hear that.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm beyond exhausted, but I'm praying that this is the last week of these hours.
I bet.
Okay. Wonderful.
This is 2.5 weeks of this.
Well, it will even out very soon.
It will, Hope. Remember, you had a downswing there for a while, and now you're on an upswing. It's going to level out, hon.
Yes, I know. It was like, I know you remember me saying that I was wanting to manifest better because I needed to get my car. And it, all right, I manifested it. Now I needed to slow down.
Yep. Remember, one of the things that we do
rest.
Is we focus, remember? So that way we know like what we can do and what we can't, because if not, then the universe sits there and opens up the floodgate, sweetie.
Yes, I know. I wasn't specific when I said it, and that's why I was what you were talking about tonight. I wasn't, when you said that, I was like, oh my God, that's why this is happening. I wasn't specific.
Yep. Well, remember though, hon, you can do the same thing to slow it down, though. Just make sure that you're specific.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Remember, you have a lot to learn yet, Hope. We haven't even gotten a chance to do spells yet.
I know. I know. I'm learning. It's like I'm finishing everything up tonight because hopefully I have a full night. Usually my nights are slow, but it's like they're bombarding me with everything. And I was like, God, really, guys?
Okay, well.
Well, you know, honey, if you need anything, you know how to get a hold of me. Let's touch base maybe this weekend.
Yes. Yes, because I think I might have a day off.
All right. Well, as soon as you do, you let me know, and I will put time aside, and we'll get together, okay?
Okay. Yes. Sounds great. Like talking to
you
guys.
All right.
Love
and light, sister. Keep doing what you're doing.
Love and light.
Thank you, Ho.
All right.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Our next caller tonight is going to be area code 704. First three digits are 783. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air with J-Tree and Reverend Adam. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Doing great. How can we help you this evening?
Oh, well, can I ask a question? I just want to know about if y'all see anything with my love life.
Okay, what's your first name, please?
Marcia.
Marcia. Okay, well, give me one moment as I tune into that energy. If, Jay, you get anything, you feel free to send it.
Absolutely. I'm looking.
All right, Marcia, I see that there's been some difficulty there. Communication's been wonky in the past, and even currently within the present, there's not very much stability, okay? But there is stability coming up this year. Communication begins to clear up. Connection is reestablished. So it looks like, I'm not going to say someone from your past, but someone from your present reconnecting with you. And this time it looks like there is a bit of improvement. It looks like there is actual clarity coming to light in the next month or two.
Can you repeat that last part in the next, what, month or two?
There is clarity and improvement over the next couple of months.
So the person I'll meet is somebody I already know?
It seems to be a communication with someone that is currently within your life.
Okay.
All right. Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling in.
Have a good day, Marcia.
Thank you.
All right, J-Tree, turning it back over to you.
We have anybody else to call tonight or talk
no.
to? Well, that's too bad. All right. Well, I think what we're going to do is we're going to zip it up for tonight. I think that it's been a really good show, and I gave away a lot of great information once again. So remember, guys, if there is anything that you need, I can do a spell for you. I can read your palm. I can do a tarot reading. I can do past life regression. There's a lot that I can do. Please don't think that I'm limited. My rates are very affordable. If there's something that you need that you do not see that's on the website, please let me know, and I'll be glad to let you know if I am capable and able to help you with that. Remember that LickinTreeOfLife.com is the website to go to. 678-791-8913 is the phone number that you call, as well as there's a at Witch Wiccan Tree of Life on to find our page. I think what I want to do tonight is close it with just something simple and easy. Father God and Mother Goddess, thank you for the beauty that you gave us for Lita. Please keep helping us get through this trying time. To help heal the world as well as everyone that is sick, and help bring us back into unity to where the world will be fine as well as the human race that inhabit it. This I ask of thee, as it's written above. May Spirit below me no harm come to no one. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Catch us next Wednesday at the same time, 8 p.m.
Good night. Blessed be.
Thank you for tuning in to The Witch's Inn with host White Witch Casimir. tune in next time for more holistic remedies and insights. Visit our websites at WiccanTreeOfLife.com and MerlinStaff.com. Casimir and the staff wish you hope, love, and light. Blessed be.